The next couple of exercises and most of Seth Riggs' exercises are based on arpeggiated chords, so the pivot notes in any key or scale. And if, for instance, we're in A, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do, we're only playing or singing the 1, 3, 5, 8, 3, 5, and then coming back on the, so going up on Do, Mi, So, Do, Mi, So, and just sending on Fa, Re, Ti, So, Fa, Re, Do. So the chord built on the first degree is called the tonic, or the root, or the one chord, and the chord on the fifth degree is called the dominant seven, or the 5-7, and the reason for that is because the seven and the five of that chord want to resolve back to the one and the three of the one chord. So it's called the far away chord because it's the one that resolves back. And the reason for the wider skips when you graduate to the four, the five and the six note arpeggios is to allow the folds to let go of the pitches really quickly and consequently gain much more strength, agility and coordination and more tone. So when you can graduate to that, you'll work through your range much faster and you'll get much more tone.